we are back. First 5 minute segment here. And normally we play like a special report or something. In fact, we got a John Bound special report on Ireland, but we're not going to get to that now because we did get a call about the Second Amendment from Forrest in Minnesota. Forrest, you're on the air. How are you doing today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Great show today. I was wondering, what is going to be the future with the Second Amendment as it applies to arming drones and with this big Optimus robot push that's going to come out of Tesla and Elon Musk? Are we going to be able to, like, have, like, a little armed android, like a Star Wars kind of thing?
A Sentry?
Like a Sentry, because that would be, like, the ultimate security. You know what I mean? Like, to guard you while you sleep, guard your outside, guard your inside. If you had a Sentry outside and that scary thing was walking through your yard, you know, the Sentry would just light it right up. You know, and then we'll ask questions later.
Wait a minute. Do we want to light up the thing that's walking around in our backyard?
Yes, we do.
We do. Okay.
We want to light them up.
Maybe it's from another planet or another dimension and it's just trying to find its way home.
But you know what? You're turning me on here. I love this fact of this Sentry, having a drone that's armed. Oh, my goodness. I love this. You give me thoughts here.
Can't get enough, huh?
I'm planning things in my head right now. You know, a drone, armed drone around the house, you know, that can deploy. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I love this.
Now, me watching movies and especially Star Wars, I remember the Order 66 that went out where the stormtroopers that were supposed to be friends with the Republic then turned on the Jedi and started killing them. So that's what I worry about with an armed drone or an armed Sentry robot is who programmed that Sentry robot? Can it be hacked? Can it then be turned on its master, supposedly? So those are all questions that we're going to have to answer in the next, I think, 5 years.
Oh, absolutely.
I think there's, you know, we've already seen the arm robot dogs.
Yes.
That go out. And then if you watch Black Mirror, the robot dogs are going around killing everybody.
We have the little robots, you know, walking around here in Austin, Texas, too, you know, on the corners and stuff like that. They're testing them out. I'm actually all for it right now. You know, so we'll see what happens. I definitely like the fact of having, you know, right now, my dogs actually, you know, carry a gun. So, I have a gun mounted on one of my dogs when we're walking out in the neighborhood and stuff like that. Mike's like, hey, Mike, and Mike's dog with his gun.
Now, so I guess the question I could see coming out of this is, does the Second Amendment apply to an android? Does the android have a right to carry the gun?
It's going to be property, so I'm going to say no. You know, it's property. It's yours. Just like, you know, you having a gun on a dog, you know, that's your property. So that's like you carrying the gun.
Right.
That's your property. You're going to be responsible for it, that prop, you know, what happens.
See, there's the gun on that one. Watch this.
Yeah.
Oh, there it goes. Yeah.
F-A-F-O. Don't take the truck.
Yeah. I think they were running from the dogs. And who knows why? This is in the future. But they're in England. You could tell because he's driving on the right side of the road. And there he's getting his information. He's talking to the people. But yeah. All right. Let's go to, we got a minute left. Dan in West Virginia, go ahead. Tell us about the Appalachian Mountains. Dan in West Virginia, you're on the air.
I got it right, Rob. I love you, but going to WVU, I figured you'd know most of all. You don't call it the Appalachian Mountains. It's Appalachian Mountains.
I call it both ways. You got 40 seconds now, Dan. Go for it.
Well, I've been trying for years to get y'all to play a certain song for your bumper music. It's Fired Up by Black Label Society. It matches InfoWars, everything y'all have done.
Is that Lynch? Is that Lynch, the guitar player in Black Label Society?
No, that's Zach Wilde.
Zach Wilde, okay.
Yeah. I figure y'all shouldn't have any problems with it because it's over 20 years old, but I think it's pretty fitting. But
And you called to just tell me it's Appalachian Mountains. Did you ever see anything like that in your backyard?
Yeah. If something comes up in my backyard, if I don't shoot it, I'll tell them that it's that important. They can call me in the morning.
I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it.
This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it.
This stuff works.
Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
On the screen is part of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. Why is it limited edition? Because you have until April 30th to get these. Because after that, they're not selling them anymore. Bigly will cease to sell these. So if you want anything with the InfoWars logo on it, that stacked logo, you better go right now to thealexjonesstore.com. And also, today is a great day to go because everything is 60% off. So if you're going to go, go now. 60% off thealexjonesstore.com. Pick up a cooler. Pick up a shirt. Pick up some hats. Subscribe to Ultimate Chill or Ultimate Energy, the first. Now, what's cool about these products is that they both basically have, I gotta take these off because it's small handwriting. They both basically have two ingredients. Ultimate Energy has L-theanine and caffeine from coffee fruit extract. And so it picks you up, but the L-theanine kind of keeps it smooth. That's the great thing about L-theanine. And this one has just got some magnesium, some ashwagandha, and some L-theanine. So it's to chill you out. Magnesium is great for your muscles, too, if you got sore muscles. It keeps you from getting cramps. If you're getting cramps a lot, you definitely need to uptake your magnesium, especially in your legs. Getting leg... Probably have a... My kids are going through growth spurts, and they're always having leg cramps at night. And I'm just like, you're not taking enough magnesium. And they're like, shut up, Dad. What do you know? I'm like, yeah, I know. I don't know anything. All right, Dan in West Virginia. So a creature like that comes in your house and you're going to tell it to call you in the morning. That's your strategy?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, if it's that important to go bump in the night, I'll have it call me in the morning or else it gets shot.
Well, there you go. Anything else? What part of West Virginia are you in?
You know where Bolt Mountain is down in southern West Virginia?
That's the one part I'm not really familiar with. I'm familiar with the little Tentacle, and I'm familiar with Huntington and a little bit of Charleston, and then mainly up north.
Yeah, I always use my middle finger as a map of West Virginia. Oh, I always say we're shaped like a middle finger for a reason.
Like that.
And if you go down just above the wrist, that's where I'm at.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah, like that. That's pretty much how it is right there. There's the little tentacle sticks out farther like that into in between Maryland and Virginia, you know, because that's the reason West Virginia is the way it's shaped is because that's the area they're like, no, we don't want to do anything here. There's too many mountains and too many crazy people making moonshine. We don't want to go in there.
Yeah, during the Prohibition days, they kept sending revenuers and agents down here to hunt down the moonshiners, and they never come back, and the government got tired of sending them down, so they just stopped.
Yeah.
The moonshine kept flowing.
And now they show up on people's security cameras, still trying to get their government payout.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, thanks for calling, Dan. Let's go to who we had a caller about Chad, Minnesota, talking about the missing and dead 10 officials, said it's all tied to UFOs. Go ahead, Chad in Minnesota.
Hey, Rob, thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just strange that there's now 10 individuals that seem to be all wrapped up into somewhat of a, I guess, the technologies that we're not supposed to have access to, and it's supposed to be a matter of national security. And yet, I don't see really any push for trying to find these individuals. I mean, if they're extremely important, why is like the national news and the mainstream media not covering it like they did with Nancy Guthrie?
Nancy Guthrie, yeah, Grandma Guthrie. I know, yeah. She and so far there's 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 5 missing. There's 5 dead. So some of these people, like Jason Thomas, Norvitus Chemical Biology, he was found in March of 2026. So he was just found. He went missing on December 12th. We got Michael David Hicks, missing since 2023. Frank Maywald, missing since July 4th, 2024. NASA JPL Principal Researcher, Jet Propulsion Laboratories. That's where all the, I think Michael Aquino comes out of Jet Propulsion Laboratories. So they were doing some crazy stuff there. Anthony Chavez, missing since May 4th, 2025, Los Alamos. I mean, these are organizations, you don't get to just go into these places. And so you're wondering, is the government part of this? Are they making these people go missing? Are elements of the government? Or are other entities that want to keep this stuff secret, this technology? Because Trump said it in his first inauguration address. He's like, we're going to release the technologies out to the world. And people are going, oh yeah, his uncle, you know, raided the Tesla lab. So he knows that there's amazing technology out there that we don't have access to. You know, what do you think of that?
I'm in the boat with the, I think the government is not, it's hard to say, but I think the government is trying to cover it up by not drawing attention to it, because I think it is, I truly believe that it has everything to do with being so close to free energy from fusion, the AI data centers, what's all wrapped up with nuclear stockpile stewardship, the LLNL, that's the Lawrence Liverpool National Laboratory, the NIF, the National Ignition Facility, where they are, they just, back in December of 2022, they just, you know, said, oh, we came up with breakthrough technology in fusion, which is more energy out than required.
Which we saw that in the 90s, too. Didn't we remember the guys that came out with the cold fusion technology in the 90s? And then they're like, oh, that was fake. We didn't really have that. That didn't exist.
Exactly. And I'm getting concerned because, you know, we've got, obviously, Sam Altman. We have all these companies stealing. And the other thing, the other aspect to this is deuterium and tritium, and then versus boron or boron 11. And it's almost as if those companies are in competition. In that interview, there was a small clip that Alex Jones had on with Jesse Beltran, mm-hmm. and he had Dr. Jack Cruz on there. And Dr. Jack Cruz talked about deuterium and tritium, and then he also pushes DDW, which is deuterium depleted water. And if you look up the price of that, it's outrageous for that water. And it's also the fact that, like, desalination plants will find, I mean, we can get deuterium and tritium. It's just, how are they going to get it? It's plentiful in the sea. So I think there's a whole bunch of things that are going on that are just kind of under the radar a little bit. And I think we need to break open that thing. But then again, it's the matter of national security. And we've got the Invention Security Act of 51, and mm-hmm. we've got the National Security Act of 47. It's just like, we can't get, I mean, it's just that revolving where we're never going to get anywhere with it, and we won't get an answer. And I just want to see that Nuno Lorero going missing, I think, is the key to it, because he was in the boat. It sounds like when you research him, he was looking for finding a means of getting, you know, breaking through and getting technologies to help society. And now he's gone. He's dead. He was shot. You know, it's just like, so. That's my 2 cents. Thanks for your time, Rob.
Yeah, that was great. He died in December 15th or 16th. They don't know, 2025. Nuno Lorero. Yeah, this is very, very, very interesting, all these people. And then you got the retired Air Force Major General, William Neil McCaslin, who went missing on February 27th. He just walked out of his house. I think he left his wallet and his phone there and just walked out. Yeah, I mean, and he's a major general. And there doesn't seem to be much interest. And it's like, oh, these people are missing, by the way. Yeah, nothing to see here. We'll just move along. Thanks for the call, Chad. Let's go to Mike in, well, let's see. Mike, you just got on. Well, no, you've been on for a while, but I want to go. I'll see who's on longer. Yeah, let's go to Patriot Independence from Virginia. Go ahead, Patriot.
Hey, what's going on, Rob? How's it going, man?
Yeah, it's going good.
I got a few things that I wanted to touch on. One thing is, I want to start out, I'm not a fan of the war. I've been pretty disappointed with some of the things that Trump's been doing the last few months. But a question that I had for you is, if you look at all these tankers that are coming into the Gulf and all that, I'm wondering, would this be, you know, what Trump planned for? Because you got to think, Chevron, ExxonMobil, those companies right now, dude, they're making a killing off this right now.
Big time. Big time. And I think that's what, well, and if you look at the history of Venezuela, we basically invested a bunch of money into Venezuela, a bunch of American companies invested into Venezuela, and they were supposed to, you know, get some of that money back in the printing or in the drilling of oil. And then Venezuela nationalized them and kicked those companies out. So what Trump sees is, hey, these people wronged us. And it is sort of gangster. He's like, we're just going to go take their leader. You know, we're going to fly in and take their leader and bring him out. And then we're going to say, listen, if you don't do what we say, we're going to take you and do the same thing. And so it is sort of a gangster type stance he's putting out there. But, you know, very limited loss of life. None on our end. And so far, that gambit on that end seemed to work. Iran, I think, is a totally different animal, and I think he got a little too. He had some hubris in him and thought this was going to be a 2-day thing, and then the people of Iran would rise up and overthrow their government, and that hasn't happened. And it seems like the time to do it would have been before maybe the 30,000 people that got gunned down. That would have been the time to do it, because those are probably your first responder type people that would have started the rise up, and Iran made sure they killed all them, you know. So people are like, oh, we're not going to go out until everybody's dead, you know, until everybody puts their guns down. That's what I think of that part of it. But yeah, I don't like the war either. And I don't like him saying he's going to send our troops there and Israel saying, we're not going to send any troops. Because Israel is the group that I think wants this war more than we do.
So, and then you got another thing. Well, I got two more things here. The next one is, you got people saying they're going to do protest votes, and either they're not going to vote or they're going to vote Democrat. And for anybody that's listening, I want to highly advise you not do that, because there were people in the state that I'm in Virginia, that weren't happy with Trump, and they didn't want to vote for Winsome Sears because she didn't have Trump's endorsement. But later we found out why she didn't have Trump's endorsement, and Trump downed her because she didn't take AIPAC money. Okay, but that's a different story for another time. My point is look at what happened to Virginia when people decided to either not vote or vote Democrat.
Yeah.
They and got now a goblin. We're going through a fight of our lives, pretty much, on the Second Amendment with the new gun laws, and then you got this redistricting map
and the taxes.
Which, by the way, that redistricting map—if the courts—if the courts don't get involved, I'd be shocked, because Virginia has a bipartisan redistricting committee, and what Stamberger did, they bypassed the Virginia Bipartisan Redistricting Committee and went to the National Democrat Redistricting Committee.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to have 10 Democrats and one Republican in the state.
Right.
Once that happens, Virginia is completely lost. You might as well forget about it. And it's just,
you know, Virginia was one of the first states to institute this thing. Like, you weren't allowed to have a radar detector in your car. I remember, and this is like in the late 80s, early 90s. You couldn't, if you had a radar detector, they could, the cops had sensors on there to find that, and they would come get you if you had a radar detector. Which is,
I mean,
just,
I highly advise people, do not sit the midterms out, and for the love of God, don't vote for a Democrat. Unless you want your state to go down the path of what we're going through in Virginia right now, you'll stand up and go vote. Because the Democrats ultimately want you to sit at home. It's like Alex always said. They want you to sit at home and say, to hell with it and do nothing. Yeah. That's what they want.
Well, and the thing is, it doesn't seem like the Republicans are doing a good job of attracting those voters. I mean, like, pass the SAVE Act already. And they're like, oh, no, we can't do that. I personally think this. I think the old school Republican senators like the Cornyns, the Thunes, the Turtle McConnells, these guys like to not be in power. They like to be the minority, not like a supermajority of Democrats, but just enough where they're like, oh, we'll give you our vote, but we want this. That's how they like to roll. They don't like to roll in power because they really don't want to do anything. They like the status quo. They like the insider trading. But, you know, you've got Marjorie Taylor Greene picks Republican slaughter in November, and that can definitely happen if you got these disillusioned independents and people that are pissed at Trump. It could happen. I personally am not happy with Trump endorsing Lindsey Graham, and people are like, oh, well, he has something on Lindsey Graham, so Lindsey Graham will do what he says. Let's just think about that type of mentality. Why don't we just get somebody who will do right with what's right? Not some weird, foppish warmonger who wants to send your kids to die and just go, oh, well, Trump has something on him, so he'll do what he says. You don't know that. First of all, this guy's not, I don't think he is, okay? And he's the last guy you want. Why can't we have somebody with a little bit of integrity and honesty? Is that so wrong? We can't have that? So I put something out a couple days ago. If you think endorsing Lindsey Graham is MAGA, then you're the reason the GOP will remain entrenched in the deep state. Lindsey Graham has called for J6ers to be shot in the head, and I posted the video down there. Trump asked his supporters to go to the Capitol peacefully and patriotically, let your voice be heard. He said that, and I put him in quotes. Cops started tear gassing, beating people, and fired rubber bullets, and after planting two fake bombs, and people defended themselves, and the chicken shit Congress would not call for an investigation into the election that was clearly stolen. Lindsey Graham represents the deep state. He's not a person you get involved with. You don't go, oh, I'm going to work with this guy because we know he has no conscience and no backbone and no moral compass. And then, you know, if Trump hasn't endorsed John Cornhole yet, but if he does that, you know, I'm like, why do we have to have swamp creatures? Why can't it be people that are just new to this game and aren't bought and sold? So anyway, I put my 12-point plan. If you want a better country, you need to institute the following. Single-issue bills only. Term limits. End all congressional stock trading and foreign lobbying. End all pensions for elected public servants. I'm not talking about the workers. The people who get elected don't get a pension anymore. You're done. Okay? 20 years of hard labor for federal fraud. Okay? All the people that were ripping everybody off during COVID, 20 years hard labor. And then you're out. But you got to do 20 years hard labor. And we take all the money that you stole. End mass mail-in voting. Hand-counted paper ballots only. End the Federal Reserve System. End the IRS. Hold pharma accountable for vaccine damage. In the H-1B and OTP programs, if you don't know what OTP is, it's almost as bad as H-1B. Deport all illegals, and those that self-deport can reapply. Now, if you do that, all these things have downhill things that they will fix. It'll fix a lot of downhill problems when they go downhill. You have hand-counted paper ballots and in mass mail-in voting, you're going to get people who want to represent you. You get rid of all the incentives of stock trading and foreign lobbying, you're going to get people that want to represent you. You get rid of foreign lobbying, well, there goes everybody whining about Israel all the time. You get single-issue bills, there's no pork. You see how it works? It all works with just 12 things. That's all you got to do. And then everything works out. No, no, no. We have to work with these weird gay people that run into Disneyland by themselves and they're 60 years old running around with bubble wands. No, we have to have them on our side. No, we don't. We don't need John Cornyn. We don't need Lindsey Graham. We don't need Mitch McConnell. We don't need John Thune. These are the old losers. We need people that actually care about this country. So Trump, done with them. We're done with them. We're done with them. And with that, let's go to another call. Let's go to Godzilla in Wisconsin. Godzilla, you want to talk about the ghost murmur? How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Rob Dew?
Well, I've got it out of my system, so I'm a little better now.
Okay. I like your rants, by the way. They're really enjoyable. They've always been for many years. But yeah, I called him before years ago talking about when they first came up with the ghost murmur technology, that they were looking for subs. And they were like, okay, we can't find the subs with submarines with sonar, so we'll find the people on the subs using this ghost murmur tech. And back then, they were talking about how it was like akin to reading someone's aura. And like they could tell like the mood people were in, stuff that happened to them before, stuff that will happen to them in the future, because it's like dealing with like quantum magnetometry.
Wow.
And
maybe that's what these guys were working on, all these missing scientists.
Well, that stuff I think is more like the possibility that they're going to do like some blue beam, just like how you saw before COVID, there was like hundreds of biologists and scientists dealing with microbiology and bacteria and everything. It was like a mosaic of all these people dying. So I saw like all these UFO people dying and kind of leading up to maybe doing like blue beam, or I also thought maybe like blue beam, but they're trying to like do like a religious spin on it. Like Alex Jones has talked before, like instead of aliens, like a second coming of Christ.
Right.
You tie that in with some like military grade Hollywood effects, you know, and crisis actors, the whole nine yards. Because just like you see, you know, like with the Iran war, they just have to go from thing to thing. They go from COVID, then Iran war, you know, war in the Middle East, and then war in Latin America. You know, like Google as a company has to eat like 22 companies a year to keep growing. Sometimes it's a little less if it's a bad year. And like a country is no different, especially like a superpower like the U.S. But anyway, back to the ghost murmur tech. Yeah, Nikola Tesla came up with it because he was like an engineer scientist guy who would like run simulations in his head and come up with designs in his head before he would like actually try in physical life, which is totally backwards, because like no one nowadays is going to pay an engineer just to think. But back then he could do that, and because of that he would have to have all these meters and sensors, because he was winging it, and that's how he discovered x-rays and cosmic rays. And he started picking up people's auras and was like scanning JP Morgan and stuff and seeing how they were like satanic and evil.
This is a bad guy, and, like, I'm gonna stay away from him. Yeah, it's interesting, Godzilla. Thanks for the call. We'll be back. I got Mike and Keith, and then I'm going to go into this fluoride presentation. We'll take your last final two calls of the day. Thanks for watching.
So, CIA declassified documents last week. Operation Artichoke to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it, I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62, that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public. That's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate-level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, And sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where they put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think of methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on this since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. With this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theelvishealthcare.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theelvishealthcare.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, theelvishealthcare.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells. The methylene blue and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Segment of the Tuesday, April 14th edition of The War Room. If you haven't paid your taxes, get them done. You got till tomorrow. Got to pay. Although there's a lot of people talking about tax protests now. Maybe that movement will come back. Big in the 70s. That is a creepy ass photo that you guys have put up. I guess it's AI. It's not a painting. No one paints that fast. Lindsey Graham as a Gremer worm tongue. Who's that guy laughing down there in the corner? I don't know who that is. Who? Misfit Patriot. Oh, yeah. I don't know all these people. I could tell that's Laura Loomer, though. And I could tell the sorcerer over there is Mark Levin. Mark Levin. All right, let's go to Keith in Virginia. Says Alex has jumped the shark on Trump. Go ahead, Keith.
Hey, Rob. Hi. Enjoy it when you're hosting.
Thanks.
Hey, I think he's sort of jumped the shark. And you know, it's kind of funny because Wayne, who mentioned Promethean Action, Promethean Update, mm-hmm. the two ladies, Susan and Barbara. That's why I think this, because I've been listening to them for about 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And they just.
I got to stop cussing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And you know, they're like explaining the mechanism the globalists are using.
Right.
Their whole thing is the British system is one of basically, like, you know, mercantilism and everything. They've been doing it for a couple, but really, I guess, a couple centuries. And Trump, I at first didn't buy it, but then I started listening. They were playing excerpts from Vance and Rubio and what's the Treasury Secretary's name?
Bessent.
They play excerpts, and they're like, these guys are talking about exactly what these ladies are talking about. And it's the American system of reindustrializing the country and getting off of the EU and the globalists.
Mm-hmm.
And when Roger was on Friday, it really made me think, you know, I think Roger's making a good point. I mean, I'm a Ron Paul guy, anti-war and everything, but I also realized a few years ago, you know, we're not going to get libertarians elected. So I'm not going to vote, or I'm going to vote for the best Republicans I can. And that's what I've been doing, because, you know, I'm not going to throw up, you know, the good when I could looking for perfect all the time. We're not going to get that.
Right.
But anyway, it made me think, you know, Roger was saying to Alex, you know, look, we're not in an endless war. You know, I don't like the war. I don't like it. But maybe Trump is doing something. And see, what he's doing is he's undermining the whole British thing, because the British have been all involved with these fake countries over there, the GCC, the Gulf Country Cooperative, you know, like Saudi Arabia, you know, UAE, Dubai, Qatar, and Iran is also one of them that's not part of the – they don't have power over Iran very well, although they tried to have power, and everybody knows because the story of the CIA, and it was also MI6,
mm-hmm.
who in the 50s throughout, you know, their president and installed the Shah.
Yeah, well, they work together. Remember, they've always worked together.
Yeah, yeah, and remember British Petroleum, duh, they're the big company, and they're making all the money off the Iranian oil.
Mm-hmm.
It all goes back, and they call it the City of London, and I've got to figure out if that's something different than just London.
It is, and in fact, it's a very small, I've been to the City of London. I went there with Paul Joseph Watson.
It's like
the Vatican City. It's like Vatican City. It's its own city state.
Okay.
It's its own government. It's its own corporate. It's its own thing. It's got sovereignty.
Well, that's where Lloyd's of London works.
Right,
from,
right. Which makes sense. And, that's where you go. Those laws don't apply to you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So when Trump was saying, well, I'll insure the ships, you know, coming through the Strait of Hormuz,
mm-hmm.
I thought, well, that's stupid, man. You've wrecked it. Nobody wants to go through there. And then I started realizing from these ladies, these guys have cornered the monopoly on the market with Lloyd's of London. Why are they the only company that can insure? And I'm thinking, Trump sounds like a buffoon, but if he's understanding what these ladies do, the guy's onto something. And I'm like, I'm not ready to throw the baby out with the bathwater yet. And that's why I think Alex jumped the shark a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let's wait and see. Well, if he gets out of there and doesn't make this a big, long thing. And plus, right now, another one, contrary to popular opinion, the blockade is apparently convincing the Iranians to come back and talk to Vance.
Big time.
And, you know, the whole thing with the Abraham Accords and what we're doing right now, we are not including anybody from the EU, no British people in these talks. It's all just the GCC countries.
Right.
So Trump, it's just like Venezuela. Trump is trying to undermine and take away from the British guys and the globalists and bring people back to partnering with us directly, like he did in Venezuela. And I swear, I think that's what he wanted to do with Putin the first term, but he got, you know, Russia hoax.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
It's always been the media that's against him, and who runs the media? The CIA. And who runs the CIA? MI6 and the City of London. You know, that's basically what that is. It's that holdover network that likes the old guard, that wants to keep these old fossils in power, like Lindsey Graham.
And I've never heard anybody else talk about it. And it's like, wow, this is really gotten my interest. And, you know, speaking of the media, I mean, I hate to say this because I'm a longtime listener ever since the Iraq war with Bush W. But and like I got 96,000 Patriot points that I guess I'll never cash in. I never cashed them in before because I wanted you guys to keep the profit. But anyway, sometimes I'm listening to you guys this week and I'm thinking, geez, I think I'm listening to Rachel Maddow. You guys have fallen into the trap of the left-right, you know, the left-right paradigm echo chamber where we're just arguing with each other,
right,
but we're not thinking this through further. And I just, I feel for Alex because, I mean,
a lot of that social media, brother. People want to get their clicks on. And I'm not saying people are doing it for clicks, but it's easy to throw out an opinion out there and then it starts something and then you fight back and say something back. And it just continues the ping pong match instead of actually looking, pulling back and going, oh, and that's kind of what the Promethean ladies do. They kind of pull back and go, oh.
You guys need to get them on as guests. I think you should have more of a guest. Harrison would be great to interview him and talk to him. But, you know, it's like, it's really giving me, like you said, man, I'm like chilled out and I'm waiting. And, you know, the other thing with Trump is he always says weird stuff. I don't even think he knows what Alex has been through, frankly. I don't even think he wrote that true tweet. That
no, I don't think he did either.
Everybody.
I think Mark Levin wrote it.
I don't even think he realized it happened.
I don't know. One of them wrote it.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, the guy's got a lot on his plate. I feel for Alex, but God, I hate to see this happen because, I mean, this is our last chance, man. It's our last chance.
Well, that's what I feel. People probably thought crazy stuff was going down during the Civil War too, you know, and we got out of that. We always seem to find a way, but yeah, I agree. We do need to be a little more measured and, you know, and, you know, reach across the aisle, man, reach across the aisle. These people aren't as crazy. They may look crazy, but they're not that crazy. You know, they probably think we're crazy. You know, people run around mud riding and shooting 12 gauges, you know, and not everybody's like that. I mean, there's a lot of flavors here in the United States. And I think we do a good job. We do a better job than anybody else with different groups of people getting along. You know, people like say, oh, the United States is so racist. You don't go anywhere else in the world and see this much diversity, you know, and it doesn't always work, but you know, when you're basing things on economics and, you know, there's a place up here, we call it the Communist Burger Joint out on 6th Street, but they put out, I'm not even going to get to that, guys. We're going to get to it. We're going to do the fluoride thing tomorrow. I've already blown it. I got a 15-minute video. I was going to do this whole thing on fluoride. I'll do a teaser on fluoride and then we'll show these two articles, but let me go back to the Communist Burger Joint. People go there and eat because they have good burgers. They don't go there and eat because they're communists, okay? But the communists happen to make good burgers. So people go to the Communist Burger Joint because they enjoy the burger, not because they support communism. And the communists are working in a capitalist system to feed you burgers. So they're already breaking with their communist roots by having a joint open where you can eat burgers that people like. I don't really go there that much, but people do like their burgers. That was the hammer and sickle tomato right there. But I'll go to my last caller, Mike, and then I'll just cover some news. But I do want to go over these two articles. Here's one, August 21st, 2024. Fluoride at twice the recommended limit linked to lower IQ in kids. Let's go to this next one. Fluoride in drinking water has no effect on IQ or brain function, major study shows. Oh. And this is the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences published this on Monday. And they're saying, hey, fluoride's good for you. And then we got this. Baltimore cuts fluoride levels amid shortage caused by Iran war. I actually tweeted this out and said, look, there's something positive with the Iran war already. Look at that. Boom. So they're lowering them to 0.4 milligrams per liter instead of 0.7 milligrams per liter. And what's interesting is, and I'll play the video tomorrow, Dr. Paul Conant, who's a biochemist, molecular biochemist, the amount that they put in your water, that 0.7 milligrams per liter, is the amount of fluoride that when you look on the back of your toothpaste, if you have fluoride toothpaste and it says, oh, warning, if you swallow this, call poison control immediately, a pea-sized amount, which is what you put on your, you know, a pea is like, what, this big? Maybe even smaller, a little pea. They said that, you put that much in on your toothbrush, call poison, and you swallow it, call poison control. Why? Because sodium fluoride, what they put on your toothpaste, is a poison. And tomorrow I will demonstrate how the fluoride they put, that they say is safe for you, 100% safe. It doesn't, it's not linked to lower IQ or anything. It's great. We have a video. I'll find that too. I'm going to find the video. And it says mercury in vaccines is, it helps kids. It doesn't hurt them. They literally say that. And this was on Austin TV, and we have a bad version of it. But it's mercury in vaccines may help children, not hurt them. And it's the American Academy of Pediatrics, the place that's supposed to help the children. You would think it would help the children. But they're saying, oh, no, mercury's good for your brain. They also said, hey, they also said the COVID vaccines were good for you, so don't forget that. All right, let's go to Mike in Florida. Mike, go ahead. Universal property.
Yes, thank you so much for taking my call. Here's what nobody's connecting. Energy prices are spiking. We all know that. Every CEO in America makes the same call. Let's up the profits, don't hire, automate. Start getting rid of people. Replace them with AI. The Iran issue isn't just an energy issue. It's acceleration trigger. Goldman Sachs says AI is already cutting 16,000 U.S. jobs a month. That number is about to explode to over 100,000 a month. Mike Adams on your show would totally agree with me. Now, Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan, went in front of Congress last month saying AI layoff apocalypse is coming fast and wants the government to fix it. This is one of the most powerful men on planet Earth that doesn't have an answer to this horrendous issue, asking someone else to fix this. Simultaneously, he's laying off staff, replacing them with AI. Mm-hmm. This is happening all over.
Yep.
Now, I'm not advocating a Washington, D.C. Universal basic income. That's third world chump change. That doesn't fix anything. Just slows down the bleeding until the next administration will cut your universal basic income and give it to the military-industrial complex or someone else. The workers being these workers are being displaced by AI systems. By the way, this is going to be one of the largest subjects your show and others will be talking about here very, very soon. The data is right now, 40 states have legal framework that we could, instead of having universal basic income, we can have ownership through cooperatives. No dependency. It's a doable thing to do. Now, myself, I wrote a 1,008-page blueprint. It's called a quantum hive. Don't think I'm trying to pitch you anything. It's on Amazon. It's called the Quantum Hive. Only 99 cents. Amazon keeps 70%. I'm making nothing off of this. I want to see the first prototype go live. Now, the first 100 pages, anybody can understand this subject. Anyone. The following 900 pages is the nuts and bolts. Exactly how we do this. No other blueprint like this exists on planet Earth. Go on Amazon. It's called the Quantum Hive. We don't need to have AI take over. Instead of universal basic income, we could create universal prosperity for all of us. And this is a discussion we all need to start having. How can we turn this around?
Yeah, there's a lot of studies out there saying there's graphs that saying this is what AI is doing now, and then these are the jobs that they're going to take in the future. And then it shows the open space is people who are working with their hands, doing not manual labor, but like trade jobs, plumbers, carpenters. Those things aren't going to get replaced yet, although, there's 3D printing that could come along. But this is what there's a lot of hype around AI, and a lot of these companies that are selling the hype are also run by people like Sam Altman, who are known for lying. That's what they're known for. And AI, it's been proven, AI hallucinates. You get some of these answers from AI, you're like, wait a minute. You've probably seen the audio or heard the audio where the guy goes, hey, I'm going to go run a mile. When I get back, tell me how long I was. And the guy literally walks away for like 2 seconds and says, okay, how long was it? He goes, that was 10 minutes. He's like, no, it wasn't. He's like, yep, sorry, it was 10 minutes. And that's the that's the AI we're dealing with. Is the AI on the elite level better? Maybe, but maybe we're going to have this issue coming down the road where they fire all these people, and you're getting people with who are writing court briefs. A lot of lawyers are using AI, and it's AI is making up case law. It's just making stuff up because it wants to please you. It's been told it needs to please its master. So how does it please its master? By telling your master it's right. Oh, you show me your rash. Well, you think it's this? Yeah, you're right. Well, you got a good eye. Good eye. You have cancer. You better do something about it. You know, I think like with the dot-com bubble, everybody was investing in dot-coms. And then all of a sudden, they pulled the rug out because some of, but we still have the internet, right? We still have internet. It still works. I personally like the older internet where you could actually find stuff, not this new sanitized internet that's basically BS. But what I really think is going to happen is at some point, there's going to be so much money invested in AI, but they're not making that money back. They've got to have a product to sell. And if you're firing everybody, who's going to buy your product? So that's either going to happen. They fire everybody and then nobody has anything and there's blood in the streets, or people are going to see the BS that AI is creating. Yeah, it creates good pictures. Yeah, it creates good pieces of art. I'm not denying that. You can look at this piece. It's fairly well done with style. But is that going to replace us? Is it going to replace us? I think at some point, it's going to get too heavy. People are going to not have these data centers, and it's going to implode on itself. And you'll see a big crash, and you'll see all these companies go under. Right now, a lot of these companies just trade money with each other. Somebody invests in this company, and then that company invests in the other company, and they just do a revolving door of all this of all the money. So I think you're going to see it. It's not going to be as it will do some things good. It's not going to do everything good. That's my personal belief. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. Mike, I'll give you a last word, and then I'm going to cover some news. So what do you think about what I just said?
Well, again, go on Amazon, the Quantum Hive. It's only 99 cents. You brought up an excellent point about the attorneys where they're being sued for millions of dollars for fake citations when they go in front of the court. Mm-hmm. So the key is, how do you fix that? Through validation. So you have a paralegal. You got rid of the paralegal. You're using AI to come up with all this crap. I'm sorry for saying that. But then again, you need someone to validate that information. Now, you could use that for forensics. So say you're trying to look, you're in a MedMal case, and you're trying to look for needles in a haystack. And AI can do an excellent job that, but you need validation.
You need a human looking over it and watching the AI.
So now, instead of laying that person off to a co-op, they're actually going to make a fractional profit off of that. And I explained that all in the book. We can all become very wealthy through this transition if it is done correctly, and as long as we catch it now. I want to see the first – I'm willing to come on your show and talk, even with Mike Adams. I'm willing to do this. It's a 1,008-page blueprint. The first 100 pages for the common Joe. He'll get it. He'll totally understand it. If you want to go through the rest of the 900 pages, it tells us how to exactly get there, how we all get wealthy. We don't need universal basic income. We could all become very wealthy with this transition. It doesn't need to be ownership by the elites. It could be ownership by all of us.
Yeah, we have to get the boot off our neck. I agree. I totally agree. Exactly. Guys, throw that graph up again of all the money that's just the rotating door. See, they're all just giving each other money. And that's what they do. They just move money around. It's a Ponzi scheme of money is what AI is becoming. It's like, oh, I'll invest in you and you invest in me and then I'll invest in you and you invest in me and I'll invest in you. That's all it is. These companies just throwing money around.
Exactly. And this is where a different system needs to come in, a democratic system. It's doable. The laws exist. We don't need to change laws. We don't need to make new legislation. Nothing. It's all there. I spent years writing this book. It's a blueprint. Excuse me. It's more than a book. It's on Amazon, 99 cents. I'm making nothing off of this. Amazon keeps almost all of it. All the money, 99 cents is nothing. They keep 70%.
We got it on right now. The quantum hive from ashes to AI job loss, a plan to make everyone wealthy. What's your background, Michael?
I happen to do AI forensics now. I was a GSA and military contractor, 35 plus years of working with systems, designing systems. And, of course, I'm working with AI right now. And this is one of the things is I happen to be an older gentleman, and I want to leave some type of legacy, just like you guys.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I'm going to check out your book, definitely. I hope it's an audio book. I can listen to it while I'm going back and forth to work. I'm going to end with this. George Santos was on with Benny Johnson talking about Eric Swalwell and how basically they shut down the pay. Like, this is how gross our people are, our elected leaders. And, basically they had to shut down the high school PAGE program because so many congressmen were sexually abusing young children. And then that'll be it for me, and I will see you again tomorrow. I will do my fluoride presentation. You will get to see that. There's the article. There's the tweet. Let's roll the clip. I'll see you tomorrow. You stay tough, InfoWarriors. Benny Johnson, sexual predators in Congress. I don't know how many context clues I could give you, but that's all of them.
Be like a Harvey Weinstein Me Too, like Hollywood level. Like, is this going to take over Congress? Like, are we going to have people coming out from all over the place?
You took the words out of my mouth. That's amazing. Please. This is the Me Too of Congress. This is the beginning of the end of the sexual predator behavior in Capitol Hill. This is going to be the Harvey Weinsteins of the Bill Cosbys that are going to bring down this generational behavior. Just remember one thing, Benny. You're a very intelligent guy. You've been around. You know this. Remember why the U.S. House of Representatives no longer has the PAGE program. Only the Senate retains it. Huh. Because of this behavior. Because young children who would go from their schools to learn from our leaders were literally assaulted by members of Congress. And these are 13, 14, 15-year-olds. That's why the U.S. House of Representatives no longer has the PAGE program. So understanding this is so vital for people to understand why this is a very important moment in time for our youth, for future leaders and generations to come.
Wow. Wow. And more women are lawyering up right now against Swalwell.
Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition, that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts, this is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. InfoWars is 28 years old. America's 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever. Semi-quintennial, that means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition, America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now at thealexhillstore.com.
I'm back because I forgot one point that I want to be very clear about. This is a fundraiser. We need funds to continue on and the new operation. It's urgent. These are historic shirts. You've taken the info this far. Please take action now. For those of you who have been on the fence or bought anything, thealexhillstore.com, but have shared links and things, I appreciate you. But come on, folks. We're the tip of the spear. We need you. We need your support. You're the tip of the spear. Thank you so much.
Yeah. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.